USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five people shot and killed in a Sebring, Florida bank yesterday, and the suspected gunman, 21-year-old Zevon Zaver, just made his first court appearance.
Mr. Zaver, as I stated, you have five counts of felony capital murder. Based on it being a capital offense, the court is going to hold you without bond.
That's the judge there ordering Zaver, a former correctional officer trainee, held on no bond. There's no word on what the motive was for the shootings. After earlier saying he wouldn't, President Trump says he will delay his State of the Union address until after the government shutdown is over. After House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled next week's scheduled address in the House chamber, saying it shouldn't happen until the government's fully funded again. The Senate's to vote on two bills today that could end the shutdown, but they're both expected to die in the House. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Despite a government shutdown, Americans seeking unemployment benefits for the first time have dropped to levels not seen since November 1969. The Labor Department says 199,000 workers filed initial jobless claims last week, a decrease of 13,000 from the previous week. Analysts expected to see a slight increase. An update now on the arrest of a licensed practical nurse who worked at a healthcare facility in Phoenix. A woman who was in a vegetative state at Hacienda Healthcare, recently giving birth to a son.
36-year-old Nathan Sutherland will be charged with sexual assault and vulnerable adult abuse. Police Chief Jerry Williams.
We owed this arrest to the victim. We owed this arrest to the newest member of our community, that innocent baby.
Authorities arrested Sutherland after comparing his DNAs to the baby's. The baby boy is doing well and is with the mother's family.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
An actor who is known for his bad temper has pleaded guilty to a charge of harassment following a November scuffle over a parking spot. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
During a Wednesday morning court appearance in Manhattan, 60-year-old Alec Baldwin accepted a plea deal on a second-degree harassment violation, with tougher attempted assault charges dropped. He was fined over $100 and must complete an anger management course by the time he returns to court in March. Baldwin admitting to pushing a man over a parking spot last November near his Greenwich Village home. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For the first time in the 83 years of balloting for the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, a player has been elected by a unanimous vote. John Clemens reports.
Mariano Rivera was named in all 425 ballots cast. Rivera told us he was just happy to be in the major leagues.
I was just happy to be in the big leagues and play and give the New York Yankees as many championships that I can do it. You know, so, I mean, but this was just beyond my imagination.
Hall of Fame voting also included fellow pitcher Mike Messina, along with the late Roy Halladay and designated hitter third baseman Edgar Martinez. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.